Love & Hip Hop is back, people. We're talking Atlanta Season 7. We got some new babies, some new characters, and the DNA test results are in. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, your best friend, that's my best friend, that's my best friend,
that's my best friend.
Oh, wow.
Well.
I don't think I ever listened to this song at all, but we have to support our new cast members, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's going on, After Buzzers? I'm your host, Olivia Gabbri, and welcome to the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta After Show. Who do I have with me on my panel tonight?
Miss Conversation Piece right here.
I am Stefan, and I'm back.
And it's your boy, DJ Richie Sky.
Yeah, the I feel like you're the resident Love & Hip Hop.
You know what I'm saying?
You're like OG.
I'm OG. I like
you
that.
Stevie.
I'm the OG.
You Stevie up
here. He's
Stevie
up after us.
You're a Creep Squad member, okay?
He is my favorite character.
Shade,
everybody
shade,
who knows.
I didn't want to call you Kurt.
Nobody wants to be him.
No, all right,
before we get into it, I mean, we're reviewing two episodes tonight, so it's going to get a little bit deep, but how are you guys feeling about this season? Do we like the new characters? Do we miss some old characters? Like, what's up?
I miss Jocelyn.
I was about to say the same thing.
I miss her, but I mean, the replacement that they're trying to make,
is
I mean,
not making.
No comparison. Rashida, get a backbone. That's all I got
to
say.
I think it's interesting to bring in this Jocelyn 2.0 because, you know, Jocelyn was acting like, if y'all, as an OG, I'll speak, she thought she was irreplaceable.
She is.
Well, they went and found exactly, I mean, the same accent, the same booty manufactured by
the same man.
Doctors. Same man.
Mm-mm.
Same song style.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Listen.
Mm-mm.
No.
What's up?
No. I like Erica, but she not Jocelyn. Jocelyn is like a centerpiece of this show, like, you know, like some other people are centerpieces of their shows. Like, you just can't get rid of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
well,
I agree.
Because we have Esalita coming in, and Erica's in now, too. Just, we'll get in.
It takes two to replace Jocelyn. That's all I got to say.
I was going to say, I agree.
Esalita and Erica, they're trying to be Jocelyn. They can't. They can't.
Well, you know, Jocelyn has such a vibe that you do need two people. I think Erica is like the boss side, and then you got like the Latin singer.
There's not enough
artist.
Crazy to build up to.
We gonna see.
See,
Stevie gonna have them all.
Jocelyn was authentic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like she had an authenticity about her that you can't recreate that.
Right, because I feel like Estelita, when she was like, I've been raped, did this at 14. I'm like, you're trying to be Jocelyn. And I want to take away from her struggle because,
right.
You know, that's a strong statement for her to make and have to go through all that. But you can't be Jocelyn. I'm sorry.
Because if Jocelyn had said it, it would have had more of an impact.
Mm. No, Jocelyn did say that. You don't remember?
She did.
That's what I'm saying. She said the exact same Jocelyn. I was raped at 14. I had to get kicked out of my family's house. I grew up poor in Panama. Like,
yeah.
Like,
but Jocelyn was, what, Puerto Rico?
It's like trying to replace Cardi B. You can't do it.
Well, so it's obvious they're trying to make Esalita a huge storyline in this situation. She comes in. She's Stevie J's new artist, the face of his record label, right?
Is she?
And do you even think she stands a chance?
Even Stevie's trying to get rid of her.
No,
I'm sorry.
So Stevie made it clear that he really wanted Erica and Esalita was the most responsive and the next best thing.
Yeah.
And she's trying to build this career on her own without the support of her manager, which is Stevie. But honestly, did you know? I mean, I knew that he was a troll. Like, if you're coming, if someone first of all slides into your DMs telling you that they're going to make your dreams come true, like, you should be a little skeptical about it.
Especially if it's Stevie!
Excuse me, let's not judge Stevie again. Stevie Jedi, my favorite character. Can't wait to meet you.
I like Stevie, but no, cannot guide my career.
I don't! Like, why are... I mean, it's her fault for doing it. At the same time, she could have said no.
Thank you. So it's only creepy if somebody slides in your DMs and says, I'm going to make you a star.
How about you slide down to their door with your thing out? That's a little creepy, too.
But if she continues to go with it, Then is
she
it
didn't have to ask say, y'all I would ask for a hotel room personally.
If Stevie slid in your DMs today and told you he was going to make you a star.
I'd be like, make me a star.
No, I would be like, no. I would be like, your track record, Stevie, I'm going to make it on my own. I'm good. I'm good without
Stevie.
I'm good without Stevie. Promise you I'm good.
Breakfast Club,
girl. I promise you I'm good without Stevie.
But is she wrong for trusting him? Because, I mean, now she's on Love & Hip Hop and she has a platform.
She won't be
there. And she looks stupid with those stockings she had on at her performance. Is looking a mess.
Oh, underneath I didn't understand what was going on there. At least get some without the
yes, but it was so bad that I like nobody's advising you at all.
Like, just don't wear stockings at all.
I like, want to know like what song she has out.
Ain't no song
out. Have y'all heard anything?
She don't
have
a
song.
No.
What was she performing then?
It's one
a
of those,
cover?
Maybe. Well, the thing is, she doesn't have the support of anybody. That's probably just her, like Rob.
Talent. Well, that's why you don't sleep with the person who's supposed to help you until
you get to where you need to go.
Exactly. Yeah. Then I might sleep with you. Like, you know what? You deserve
this. I think that's a Hollywood
this.
Lesson, especially for now. Is like, but she went into it knowing that she was going to have to probably sleep with him to get what he wants.
Yeah, but that's your only barter piece. You don't have anything else to
you have to show up with some more chips.
You can't negotiate with anything else but
the box.
The punani. So if a dude says, I have enough money to fly you out and make you a star, you got to stay at my house, there's question marks. He should be able to put you up at the finest.
Yeah,
exactly. At least at the Marriott. At the very least.
The Marriott.
There's a ton of Marriotts in Atlanta, right?
He probably
shout
has,
out the Marriott.
Well played.
You can't get any, what's the...
Oh my God.
What's the one
you know
you
what
smart?
Though? This whole little storyline is disgusting. Actually, now that we're talking about it, if you really think about it, with as much as is going on out there, like really,
yeah,
this is a storyline right
it's
now.
It's really timely, and I was so surprised that she was so open about it. Like, oh, he just slid in my DMs, and here I am. But I mean, I respect her for being honest.
Bottom line is, it won't last.
She wasn't honest.
She's not
going to
last on Love & Hip Hop, based on what I know about the show. I can guarantee you she won't make it.
I don't
three,
think she's a
episodes.
Strong enough character.
No,
she's not.
No.
She can make it 3-4 episodes.
She lied about sleeping with Stevie to Erica, but then she came clean to Mimi. And I don't understand why Mimi's in the midst of everything Stevie does.
They're fighting to keep Mimi involved.
I think it's just to keep her there.
Mimi's on an island floating away.
I feel like he is the reason she's still there.
Yeah, Stevie. Because she's like his nemesis or
baby.
Whatever.
Well, so yeah, the baby mama. You know what I'm saying? He's going to keep her employed.
And so everybody that he messes with comes to her and to complain?
Because she's big mama.
I feel like that's weird, though.
She's so
mama.
Weird.
I wouldn't feel comfortable like going to her and being like, hey, yeah, so your man flew me out and here I am, but that's why I'm friends with you.
Because
so...
it's like, first of all, you are friends with Erica. You didn't feel comfortable to tell Erica when she asked, but when Mimi, you know?
Yo, Stevie got a gang of girls. Mimi got a gang of girls. Mm. This all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Think about it.
They're running a cat house.
Well, before we go any further, I feel like Estelita needs a conversation with someone that we know here.
Mm-hmm.
With Maria Menounos.
Oh yeah, she needs help.
Oh my, I'm tossing.
We all need to toss. You look there like
yeah,
girl.
No, she needs help. Want to have fun and learn and grow in all areas of your life, Estelita. For those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be a better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us, the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta cast, recap cast, that sent you there. And Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Guys, it's free. Make sure you check it out. Yes. I love all of Maria's celebrity interviews. And
even just her advice,
learn a lot. Yeah.
Her womanly advice, life guidance. We could all use a little bit of that.
I needed
guidance.
I don't know if I need womanly advice, but I'll still check it out.
You probably do. But support Maria.
Me and Stevie on the same page.
Yeah, us. Keep you from being like Stevie.
Don't be like Stevie.
No. So, I mean, now that we're here, enter Erica. How do we feel about her re-entering the Love and Hip Hop world after she shaded it and, like, swore it off it, like she was done with it?
We all knew she was going to be back. We're back with open arms. Like, she's going to be back. What else can Erica do?
Yeah.
She's a model.
I was gonna say that.
She's on the private jet. She's picked up in Phantoms. What's going on here?
she dating men with Phantom jets. She doing Phantom things.
She like girls though. She like girls though.
She paid for that jet. Come on now. Like, let's be real.
Yes.
Yeah, she probably flew coach and then they were like, had her walking off the.
The fact that she said she moved to Atlanta to be a singer blows my mind.
Atlanta's a very musical place, though.
You was dating Lil Bow Wow.
Isn't he had Atlanta, albums. Like, to the core, Bow Wow?
Yeah, he started in Atlanta. Yeah. That's his home city. You couldn't get put on by Bow Wow? You need Stevie?
Singer, no one needs Stevie.
I think she needs Jazzy. Jazzy's a better fit.
I would rather just see that pairing happen.
Well, you and Tommy agree on that. But how did you feel about the meeting when... like with her and Stevie J when they came face to face?
Stevie is full of
you could even tell by his facial expressions that he's up to no good.
He's trying to put them against each other. They're friends. They had a rift and he knows it, and she straight up told him, don't let her feel ambushed. Let her know what's up. But when she walked in that door at that studio, that girl had no idea.
But did you trust Erica's intentions? Do you genuinely feel like she's looking out for Estelita's best interest?
I don't think she was looking out for her. I think she was just like, I don't know about this chick. But you know.
I don't necessarily feel like I'm trusting Erica's intentions right now.
It's a little
I feel
sus.
Like if she get a slot in, she gonna go in. And Estelita's gonna be out the door.
She's trying to any way she can. Tommy, Stevie, Jazzy, whoever gonna get her to the next level, that's what she's gonna do.
You gotta remember, Erica is, she would be an OG, and she knows the game, she understands how it works. Erica is about Erica, right? So if she showed up in Atlanta, mind you, she's from Love and Hip Hop New York.
You think she an OG?
Yeah,
she was my first crush on this show. Remember,
she fought Kim Bella.
Season OG.
Christy and her were on the same cast.
They were.
But listen, she didn't come in until like the second season. She's not a real OG.
Oh
but
my Erica god.
She's like a second tier OG. I just gotta be real about that. Like let's be clear about that. She's still learning.
I'll say she does have history with the show.
I can go with y'all on that.
She's got history. She's got a resume with the show. with Mona. Mona knows exact. So I'm sure they talked, they discussed. Erica's going to cut anybody's throat, stab whoever in the back, step on whoever she needs to get what she wants, which is the dollar at the end of the day.
So do you think that's the way to go when you're on reality TV? You got to be cutthroat, ready.
Absolutely.
I mean, she's out here networking. She's making good with everybody around her. So whoever lifts her up first, she's ready to go.
We are literally talking about Stevie J, who's my guy, by the way. Stevie, love you, man.
Stop!
We're talking about Stevie J, but you got to think about... what has Stevie J like really produced? His resume is dope. You know, you go way back to what Stevie used to do in the 90s or whatever. But what has Stevie J really produced for anybody? He's had sex with everybody, but what has he done for anybody?
That's why I don't understand why all these girls are going to Stevie for help. We
already know. That beefcake.
The beefcake is all they want.
That beefcake can't even pay child support.
He might be
if you can't pay child support, you're not making no hits, you're not doing anything. Why do these women keep running to that?
I don't, and not for nothing, but it's pretty obvious that Erica doesn't have genuine intentions. If she knows, Stevie's straight up saying, like, I want you to be the star. I told Estelita she was the star because you weren't available. Mm. And then she's out here being like, but make sure you have her best interest at heart. It's pretty obvious that he doesn't have her best interest.
Of course not. He already smashed. It's a wrap for Estelita. She's got 2 to 3 more episodes.
See, you were right. Hold out.
Exactly. I learned that early.
Guess who's going to hold out? Erica Mena. She ain't gonna sleep with Stevie J until almost the end of this season.
I don't think she's gonna sleep with him at all. I think she will sleep with Tommy. And then they're gonna smoke it. No.
You think well no, okay.
I think she
guaranteed.
No, I think she's strong minded enough
okay.
to hold off. She went through the experience with Rich, so why do it again? Especially on TV. Like
Yeah.
She
knows the game. Are we recording this? Because I want to make sure we play it back.
Play it back. Montage us this moment. You know.
852 March, whatever today's date is. But
and make sure y'all tweet and do everything because I need y'all at Miss Conversation.
Please hold on to this clip right here. She's not going to sleep with him.
So, but Estelita gave it out on the first night, she said. How do you feel? So now we're in the studio session. Erica, you know, comes through, and obviously nobody was in having a conversation about that until it actually happened. But when Estelita said that she never had slept with Stevie,
I knew it. I could see it in her face.
Well, when he's sitting next to her and he's like, "Yeah, we did it," and she's like, "I don't remember."
Right? When you say you don't remember, that doesn't sound right. You just be like, "No, I didn't." Stop lying on your penis. Like, I would go in on him if that was what happened. But
you're gonna lie. You got to commit to the lie.
Exactly.
Stevie has said in past episodes, Stevie J does not lie on his penis.
He don't have to.
He's addressed that in past episodes. In past seasons,
but
I mean.
These girls so see the creep in him, and they still give it up. I don't understand. They thirsty.
So it's the show, right? It's just the show. At the end of the day, we're like, Estelita wants to become a Latin pop artist.
Yeah.
No, she can't sing.
Right.
She doesn't have talent. She,
manufactured. She out here performing.
She and with horrible dress code.
Yes.
She manufactured her body. She augmented everything to be on the show. It's the show.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
I wanted to ask you guys, do you think that because every woman on the show wants to be a rapper, right? Do they want to be on a rapper and come to the show because they want to be a rapper? Or do they want to come on the show, so they want to become a rapper to be on the show?
I think everyone has their own different agendas, like you say, and they just try to figure out a storyline in the midst of all of that. I don't think...
To sell some tea on Instagram is basically the angle.
Basically.
You try to get your followers up. You try to host a club night.
It's a
game.
I say this, ladies. If you go on Love & Hip Hop, please have a plan. Please have a talent. Please have a team behind you. Something that can help you have a platform out after the fact, because it's only going to last so long unless you're one of those star players.
See, we ask the ladies to have a plan. We ask them to have their act together. But we don't talk about having class, ladies. Not on Love & Hip Hop.
You know what? Well-behaved women seldom make history.
Reality TV. So.
That part, right? That's why they're here.
Well, to go to like an OG couple, Kirk and Rashida, we open up the entire season with Rashida. She's, you know, doing the thing that everyone does after a breakup, going out with their girls, having a good time, worrying about her. But, you know, that the happiness quickly got sucked out of her. I mean, first of all, the fact that Kirk was even playing it up like this baby maybe not his was foolish of him, I think. It's pretty obvious here. You have 7 children.
You're fertile.
We know it works.
I'm mad he went to the house to pretend like he wanted to move back in. Like, he lived with that.
Okay, well, before that even, I was thinking, as guys, would you tell your homies that the kid was yours before you told your girl? Like, do you think he was in the wrong?
Of course he had.
Yeah.
Because I would tell my girls first. Yeah. I wasn't even mad at that.
How to approach
to
that.
Get advice, you know? Yeah.
You need somebody to say that you can say, "Hey, look, I really messed up right now, so I need to hear some advice.
Yeah,
how do I navigate through this?" Yeah, you got to tell your friends.
Yeah, I would tell my friends first, but then, like you said, he goes into her house with the audacity of like, "Yeah, so I'm trying to move back in, and by the way, the baby's mine." Well, and I'm
let's just keep it 100. He didn't go into her house. That's Kirk's house.
Whatever. That she resides in.
It's gonna be
no
her
longer.
House if she leave him. It's gonna be her house.
Right.
When she leave.
But she
Rashida, run! Run while you can, Rashida.
I wish, thank you for saying that. I have a flashback so vivid of other hosts on AfterBuzz TV saying, Rashida, run! Run, Rashida.
And she's seasons still here. Ago.
So when it's like, when you go, oh, Kirk and Rashida, I just go,
I'm mad she don't react.
But you know what? She's
like throw something.
She's dead like inside. One of those grandmas from back in the day. You know, grandmas didn't leave. You know, when your granddaddy was...
She ain't never going nowhere.
She's an old
she's
school...
She's been through it.
She's
an old
me.
School lady. She's like
side
50,
pieces
right?
ain't new for Kirk. That's not a new thing.
Yeah, he had
Kirk
a jacuzzi.
Was, he had the jacuzzi at the thing. With the, yeah. He had the girl, the artist that he was trying to put on, and she was...
But what's
stop.
The appeal? Why do all these women want to keep like kick it with Kurt?
Maybe he has a beefcake too.
I don't want to kick it with him. Mm. Like, he's washed up. You have mad kids. You have mad women. Like, you're just not appealing to me anymore.
Stevie J's the same way.
I don't know. I've not been to Atlanta, so I don't want to disrespect the wonderful city of Atlanta, Georgia.
No, go ahead.
However,
it's not a lot. It's not a lot of men.
Speak your truth.
Exactly. What I've been told is that as far as heterosexual men go,
there's
in that city,
slim pickings.
They're slim pickings, and that raises them to God status.
But you can't find anyone like a couple
that's
levels
crazy.
Better
you,
than
hold
Kirk.
On, hold on, hold on.
I ain't been there, so
Rashida,
I don't...
you on a reality show. You mean to tell me you can't fly somewhere and meet
just
somebody?
Just check your DMs or
like,
some shit.
Right, I know somebody in her DMs.
Who, Rashida?
Yeah, Rashida. She
She's married
some...
still.
Hold up, but...
This is going to be tough
that's
for
a marriage.
Me to say again.
It doesn't matter
Mary.
This is going to be tough for me to say.
Run while you still look good, girl. You look good.
Rashida has how many kids now?
She still look good.
It's difficult for a woman who, like y'all said, Kirk has 7 kids.
And he's still smashing.
And he's still smashing new young strippers.
Oh,
Rashida,
man.
Rashida, though, she's got, what, 3?
She looks good.
She looks great.
The kids are taken care of.
Kids are taken care of.
So that's not
but
a problem.
But how, though,
that's
is what
but
I want to know.
She still got them. And dudes be like, man, I could get this new young stripper. That's
okay,
just
so
got
speaking
to
of new young stripper, just got to Atlanta, enter Jasmine. Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
She shows up at the store and confronts Kirk's
stupid
daughter.
Girl. So stupid.
And Rashida's mom. Was she wrong for that?
She's definitely wrong. Why not let Kirk handle his business? He did the DNA test. He was lagging on that, dragging his feet. But don't cause any more problems. And then you have the audacity to say, oh, people think I'm a liar. I'm a homewrecker. You are. It's not, it's not anything that you can say. You were a homewrecker and you're still wrecking homes. You're still walking into the store talking to her mom and her daughter. Like, what
why would you need to talk to Rashida's mom? Like, that's not even connected to you.
I was mad at Rashida's mom. I've seen her run over Kirk's bike.
I
you mean to tell me you didn't want to usher her out the store?
Okay.
Yeah. I expected a reaction and she did nothing.
Right.
Because Kirk Frost has done all this before.
It's nothing
it's
new.
It's all old to them. They're so numb. They don't even care. And to answer your question, why was she going to the store, which was so ignorant, except it gave her a storyline. She's thirsty.
Thirsty. Mm.
Thirsty. I know.
And
I mean,
that was a bold one.
Because the baby Ben here.
You,
wait.
You the baby walked up right into his wife's store.
And well, did you hear the advice the mom, her mom, Jasmine's mom, and her grandma were giving? That was horrible advice. Why is everybody mad at you?
Well, that's what I mean, though. It's like, not only did Jasmine walk into that store and get herself a storyline, she also got her mom a storyline. She also got her grandma a storyline.
To keep them involved, yeah.
And like, and here we are.
Well, because you got to look at Mona. Mona's the great orchestrator of all this, right? So it's not like she walked in the store and we heard about it later. They set up cameras.
Yeah.
They got ready. They were like, y'all need to be at work tonight because in
this
comes Jasmine.
Happen.
So, Mona, good for you trying to get everybody a storyline. Trying to fit them all in and see.
Yeah,
what
I know.
Sticks.
There's a lot of drama that you had to like break down in just this 40 minutes.
Which is
minutes,
why I'm telling you, we're going to see in 3 episodes, people going to start disappearing. Like,
yeah. I don't want her to disappear because she's
like this new girl.
Well, she, yes. I mean, I just don't understand why, like, if you're going to get pregnant and stuff, it's shallow of me to say, but go after, like, he doesn't have any money left or anything.
Whoa. You can't call a man pockets.
He has 7 kids. Like, he's going to support her, like, nicely. No, he has mad mamas and kids.
She thought she was going to get on the show.
He did put her up in a condo. Now, keep in mind, last season, he did have her set up.
In the same thing, right?
But the only reason
he stopped was because
she went public.
Yep.
So, he does have if some kind of money. If
she'd have hushed up, she'd have had a crib.
Right.
It's Atlanta, too. You got to remember, so... If let's just say Kirk's a millionaire, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he is, but let's say he is. $1 million in Atlanta?
Is not $1 million in Atlanta.
I got all of us. Everybody got something. We all got something.
Okay, fair to say. I'm just saying if I was going to do it, I'd probably pick a better candidate, you know? But if you don't have another candidate, then...
Yeah.
Who else was she going to pick, though?
Dang.
I mean, I don't know, but I guess she's on the show, so...
Not Young Jock, for sure.
Not living on a boat. Why is Young Jock living on a boat?
It's too many mosquitoes in Atlanta for that. I'm sorry. It's
and like, with the right
weather with all the hairspray he got to put in his hair.
It really... Atlanta don't have the weather for that.
It's not even appealing to live on a houseboat in Atlanta, I feel. Maybe like Miami. Right. Or like,
and it wasn't even
here.
It didn't even look like a yacht. It wasn't a yacht.
It had a water slide, I don't even know what that was.
But he had a treehouse before, so I just say.
Is this an upgrade?
Just get a condo. I'm not even sure. Get a condo. Listen, I don't know what you're doing.
Y'all don't remember Young Jock's last hit. That was like
Going down. I did that middle school dances.
Going dance. You talking middle school, so that goes all the way back. Jock ain't had a hit since 92, 3, 5.
I'll be your storyline, Jock. Maybe.
School 95.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Was like just popping out. Okay, so.
Jeez. Baby.
TMI. Anyway, speaking of babies, so Sierra Shooter.
I just don't want to call a man Shooter.
It's bizarre.
He's shooting him out. He got a baby on the way and a 2-year-old that his wife doesn't know about.
I know that.
Well, that's what happens is, so Sierra's moving on. You know, her heart was broken. Her man cheated on her with her assistant. Like, super shady stuff going on within her team. And she's finally happy with this new man. And then she's talking about her new man with her girlfriends. And in comes... this employee of hers dropping the bomb.
Girl, you need to fire all them. Start a new team.
That's what I was about to say.
What are you doing here? Because your employees are insubordinate. What is going on?
They dirty.
They want a storyline, too. The lights are on. They met Mona. They were like, oh, my God, we watched all the other seasons.
My client has a baby by him. That's 2 years old.
She pulled Mona aside. Yep. She pulled Mona aside and was like, I got a secret. And Mona was like, save it for the show.
That's a huge
We go, mic her
secret.
Up. This is Mona. Mic her up.
So she just butts into the conversation and like, this is huge information. Not only does Sierra find out that her husband has had a kid for 2 years, but also 9 months ago was getting it to, you know, develop this new kid that's about to come out. But this woman goes to Sierra's salon.
I don't understand how she didn't react. Why are they not reacting?
Well, she fired her.
She did react.
She fired her.
That wasn't good enough.
Well, she had to get the
info. Can you imagine your employee telling you, yo, I've been doing your ex's mistress's hair. Like,
For 2 years.
Yeah, but I need the details before
I'm dragging you about this shop. Dragging. You could tell me on the way.
And in front of all my friends.
I'm with you.
No.
Well, would you prefer if she was going to tell her, would you rather she tell you in private or with your girls?
I would have rather her told me 2 years ago. Like,
well, of course. I mean, in a perfect world.
Wait, they've been dating 2 years though?
No, the baby's 2 years old.
No, but how long has
they were married for 8, I believe.
No, I'm talking.
Shooter and Sierra. Oh, this how long the stylist was working with her?
No, how long has the couple been together, Shooter and Sierra?
8 years.
They've been together 8 years?
Yeah.
And he has a 2-year-old. I'm just understanding what's happening right now.
That's what's...
Now I'm just understanding what's happening.
So now what's so oh my any God. Dragging her out opinion? Of the shop?
Oh my God.
With her note, with her client book, so I can figure out who it is.
Yeah. Not for nothing, but I would be scared to be that woman going into the shop getting my hair done because I would be afraid, like, but maybe you know what, she knows.
I don't
maybe
think
she's
scared.
Knows.
No, I she's think not she scared. Love it. I think she loved every
well,
minute
of it.
At
that point, you just have no fucks to give.
But look, jeez. What Shooter did, he slept with her assistant. He probably sent her to the shop himself.
Maybe.
And pay for her.
He was
hair.
Like, I can get you a
and
discount.
And pay for the weed.
Boom.
I can get you a discount.
Okay.
Pay oh, no. Weed. That's wrong. I that's wrong.
And the bundles on top of that.
That's terrible. That's terrible. I think she didn't really react, though, when she heard this.
That's what I'm saying.
Because she's already contemplating on how she's still going to keep her man.
She want to keep the dude shooting?
I'm sure she going to keep
him. I think the other
no,
guy
no, they're
BK
gone.
Briscoe.
She already has a new man.
He's done.
Yeah, they're divorced now because yeah. he well, was no, cheating with her.
They're going through the divorce.
They're going through
it's
the
not
divorce.
Final yet.
Wait,
she was,
who is dude with the
oh,
Beijing
man,
beard?
So
that's
funny.
Not Shooter?
Let
that's
me tell
her
you.
New
no.
man.
Let me tell you. When
that's
I saw
the
that,
replacement
I was like,
Shooter.
It's too much. It's way too much.
Oh, that's why I messed up.
He's the
up.
Rebound. He's the rebound.
Got you.
But
like,
what about
the Beijing
his beard,
was
though?
Thick, though,
what is
right?
Beijing? See? Beijing is like the black color that you put on there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And they leave it in there?
Richie don't need it.
No. We're not doing that.
Hey. I can't grow
well,
my
then.
Riches. His look good, dog. I gotta
shit. Don't do it.
All right, guys. We're running out of time here, but to toss in some news and gossip, first of all, it's so convenient that Erica decided to join Love & Hip Hop again because I don't know if you guys listen to The Breakfast Club, but Desus and Mero had this whole beef with DJ Envy, and now they're having Erica on their show for an interview, so... I bet that's going to be kind of juicy.
What's going to happen? What tea is going
to
get spilled?
That's what I was saying. You were right to say, like, she knows how to play the game. She's working from all angles. She's got Viceland. She's got VH1. She's got Revolt now. It's all in the works.
She's a boss. She's a boss, Erica. Tip of the hat. She's a boss.
Smart move.
So I'm excited to... I mean, I think she'll be, you know, one of the main storylines in this.
And she's more articulate than Jocelyn, just to give her a little
she
bit of
is.
Edge. You know,
yeah.
So she
we can understand
more,
her.
Yeah, more business means for her. She's going to get more endorsements. Erica Smart is a great addition to Love
yes.
& Hip Hop.
Yeah. Love it. And do you guys have any predictions?
Your
maybe
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Maybe about like some of the new casts.
Well, I gave y'all one, and you know, y'all could pat me on the back later. But Stevie will smash Erica. But anyway, continuing on. What else does anybody think?
Estelita staying going.
Going.
Phased out at viewpoint.
Tokyo,
she has three
staying
episodes
going.
Left.
I think Erica and Tommy will get to fighting and not date. I definitely think
they're both firecrackers.
I know. I feel like that's dangerous territory. Erica's ballsy for going after that because that could end ugly.
And I think it is going to.
Tommy loves to go bipolar on you, so it'll happen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't let her put on that
blonde
wig.
I don't think
they're
going to get together, though. At all.
Every time she put on that blonde wig, she get into it.
I think
y'all
she
know
looks
this?
Good with that blonde wig, though.
But that's
like
when
I'm
she... I feel like
her.
It does something to her mind.
Like,
she
ego.
Goes off.
That's the personality. That's the... Split.
That's hilarious. All right, well, I'm looking forward to next week. I mean, next week we'll only have one episode to talk about, so maybe we can get a little more... into it. But good first episode, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
Again, I'm Olivia Gabri, a.k.a. The Real OG. You guys can follow me at @TheReal_O_G.
And I am Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram @ConversationPiece, like a piece of cake, or Twitter, Miss M-I-S-S Combo Piece.
Yeah. And I am Stefan, is what you would follow me on everything, Twitter, Instagram, @IamStefan. I'm back. I told y'all.
And it's your boy, DJ Richie Sky. You guys can follow me @DJ Richie Sky on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
All right. See you next week.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.